My wife did have a dog, a lab, that whenever she, I mean, she, a lab would get away and start running the other way, she would just lay on the floor, and now she was crying. And the lab would stop what she was doing, running the other way, and she'd come back, and she'd love on my wife. Amen. Eddie, don't come loving on me, but let's change the system. There you go. Maybe, is that better? Check. All better now? All right. Get your Bible out. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Stand for the reading of the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm fixing to read something to you that took me probably 10 years to get this figured out. Some of y'all today are going to go, wow, this is just, yeah. But I promise you, some of y'all are getting ready to find out something. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. At least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given me a thorn in the flesh. Y'all can somebody go, ouch. And this ain't a normal ouch. This is a satanic ouch. Give me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me. And that word buffet means to slap as hard with the fist, as hard as you can hit. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, least I should be exalted above all measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in my infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distress for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Stretch out your hands this way. God, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, God, that you're just an awesome God. Your word is an on-time word. And we thank you, God, that today something special is getting ready to take place. I can hear some chains falling off as we begin to start this message. I see some despair leaving, and I see some hope rebuilding in a very powerful way. We thank you, God, for your power and your authority. And we thank you, God, that you have more power than Satan's thorn. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Way down, tell somebody, the past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. Go on down. Get somebody a high five on the way down and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I dreamt last night that I was selling security alarms door to door to this church. I was really good at it, but if no one was home, I would just leave the brochure on the kitchen table. I'm getting ready to leave a brochure on somebody's table right now. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like life is a car wash and you're on a bicycle? Amen. Here we go. When you're tired of being strong. Wow. When you're tired of being strong. Today, I'm talking to all the type A personalities in the room. I'm talking to some of the triple A personalities in the room. I'm talking to caregivers. I'm talking to caretakers. I'm talking to first responders. I'm talking to parents, especially when their children have special needs. And I'm talking to single parents. There comes a time when you're tired of being strong. Now, let me tell you this story. I got it all written down, so I'm going to read it word for word so it'll make more sense. A sculptor once created a massive stone statue in the center of a city square. It was carved with precision, shaped with care, and placed on a pedestal where everybody could see it. Day after day, people walked by and admired it. They took pictures of it. They bragged about it. They said, look how strong it stands. Look how solid it is. Look how unshakable it looks. To the people, the statue became a symbol of strength. A picture of something that never bends, never breaks, never struggles. But over time, something began to happen. The city started hanging banners from the statue. They added lights at Christmas time. They added speakers. Then decorations for every holiday. They mounted signs on it. They leaned ladders up against it. Then they used it to support scaffolding for repairs around the square. Little by little, the statue wasn't just being admired. It was being used. It was being loaded. It was being weighed down. It was being asked to carry things it was never designed for. One morning, a city worker noticed something unusual, a small hairline crack near the base, barely visible, almost nothing. Then another crack appeared, and another, and then soon the cracks began to spread like veins across the stone. The city officials panicked. They called the sculptor and said, something's wrong with your statue. It's breaking. It's falling. It's failing. The sculptor walked around it slowly, running his hands across the stone that he had shaped. He studied the cracks and nodded gently and said, nothing's wrong with it. It was never meant to carry this much weight. He explained, I designed it to stand tall. I designed it to be admired. I designed it to be a symbol. But you turned it into a support beam. You turned it into a load-bearing structure. You put weight on that that it was never created to carry. Church, that's where many of you live today. You're not just admired. You're not just appreciated. You're not just looked upon as strong, but you've been overloaded. Loaded with responsibilities, with expectations, with pressure, with people depending on you, loaded with burdens you never asked for, with emotional weight you never volunteered for, loaded with spiritual battles that you never saw coming. And now the cracks are starting to show. Not because you're weak, but because you were never created to carry the weight that you were carrying. We weren't created to hold every burden. We weren't designed to carry every responsibility. We weren't built to be everyone's hero, everyone's answer, everyone's foundation. Only God can carry that kind of weight. Only God. And the cracks in our lives aren't signs of failure. They're signs that we've been carrying too much for too long. It's reminders that we need grace, reminders that we need strength that isn't ours. Reminders that we need the God of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The truth is, you were never meant to be the statue. You were meant to be the child. The child who leans on the Father. The child who receives strength instead of manufacturing it. The child who doesn't have to carry the world, but the Father carries it for them and with them. And that's exactly what God was telling Paul in this scripture. The cracks aren't the problem. The cracks are the invitation. Listen carefully. Your cracks aren't the problem. Your cracks are an invitation. The cracks is where grace gets in. The cracks is where God's strength flows through. So now, let me move along a little bit. In the scripture, Paul's writing from a place of deep struggle. He's been wrestling and for the church and wrestling some of the churches and wrestling some of the people. He's trying to get the church established, the New Testament church established, and religion is trying to take him out. The guys that think it's all in your mind, they're trying to wear him out. So he's having to fight all these people, but in the middle of all their fighting, he's having to fight his own battles. Does that sound familiar? In the middle of helping everybody else, there's nobody that he can lean on. While he's helping everybody else, he himself is battling with this tremendous thorn in the flesh. That word thorn literally means, if you ever seen in Vietnam in the jungles, and sometimes now in Africa when they're trying to capture wild animals, they dig a pit, and when they dig a pit, they put in these poles, and these poles they have razor sharps in, so when the person falls in that hole back in Vietnam, they will be pierced with deadly poison poles, and they would usually die almost on impact. That's the kind of thorn that Paul is fighting. Wow. It's a messenger of Satan. You know, he says that God says it's not me, it's Satan. But it's not me, it's Satan. Well, that makes him feel better, God. It ain't helping any. You see, he's wounded. Wounded from his friends, wounded from his enemies, wounded from Satan. Wounded from carrying all this load that a lot of people wouldn't even think about carrying. He's tired. He's overwhelmed. The great apostle Paul is overwhelmed. You see, he's carrying more than any human should ever have to carry. He's falling down under the weight. Jesus understood because he fell under the weight of his own cross. And Simon of Cyrene had to help Jesus. Now he's falling and there's nobody there to help him. Wow. He prays for God. Please take this away. He says he prayed three times. I can promise you it wasn't, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to take. Please take away this thorn." Amen. It was seasons of prayer. He asked God to take the burden away. And each time, God gave him the same answer. No! Some of you on here right now, you've asked God to take away a little bit of the weight. Take it, that piercing pain, that thorn in the flesh. Take it away, God. And God's telling you the same thing. No! It's got a purpose. It's keeping your head on your shoulders. It kept Paul's head on his shoulders. It kept Paul in a place at the foot of Calvary. It kept Paul in a place where he had to have God. Even though he was so smart and seen so many revelations, God needed him there in that pain so he would reach for God instead of just standing up on his own. Some of y'all right here, right now, if you could just understand that, you'd feel relief instantly. You see, his answer was no. My grace is sufficient for you. My power, not ours, my power, God's saying this, is made perfect in your weakness. You see, some here are battling for others, some are battling for themselves, some are doing both at the same time. And if I ask you to give, you know, when I'm counseling people, I'll say, give me one word that describes how you feel right now. And when I'm counseling somebody that's here, you know what the word they say is? Exhausted. Exhausted. And as we start talking, I find out they're in this little battle circle that Paul was in. You see, God, look at every weakness is an opportunity for God to show strength in your life. My grace is sufficient for you. Once you look at this now, because here's where a lot of you at, especially the first responders and those that are caregivers, I want you to think about it. God heals the wounds created by chronic strength. What's chronic strength? You always got to be strong. You may not have put the cape on you, but somebody else has put that Superman cape on you. Somebody else is always dependent on you. When things go wrong, they always go to you. And it's good that they think that good much of you, but it's bad that they always come. Even in your worst struggles, you got to stop what you're doing to be put on your Superman suit and jump in there. It causes emotional exhaustion. Being a caregiver, emotionally exhausted because the people you're taking care of may be cussing you. Or you may have to clean up behind them. Or they may even throw stuff on you. I'm talking about waste on you. And you got a pressure that you're trying to hold everything together. You see, and I learned this a long time ago, and it helped me so much. We're not created to carry chronic strain. None of us. None of us are created to carry chronic strain. Newsflash. You were never designed to carry everything. God's strength begins where yours ends. So now, let's just go a bit further. A little bit further here. Come on. There you go. I love it. God, I'm tired, but I trust you. Anybody ever said that? Don't walk around like you, the holiest person in the room, never said that. Every hand should go up. Both of them should go up. Since I'm sitting on the stool, I got both feet up and both hands. How many times you say, God, I'm tired? Oh, physically, I very seldom get tired physically. But I tell you what, sometimes I get tired spiritually and emotionally. God, I'm tired. But I'm still going to trust you. You know, this is probably where to get the footprints in the sand. There was only, when I found my worst days, but in my worst time, I saw two sets of tracks. But just 2 feet, that my set of tracks are going, just 2 feet. What was going on, God? God said, that's where I carried you. Well, you know what? I'm writing up a brand new for us, a brand new footprints in the sand. We can call it butt prints in the sand. Because there's 2 feet and two troughs coming along beside you. I said, what's that? God said, when you were too tired, when you wouldn't go, I drug you. Amen. That's butt prints in the sand. You see, God's not asking you to be strong. He's not. Please listen carefully. God is giving you strength that you do not have, whether you know it or not. Before I do a funeral, every funeral, especially in the last several years, I always get the family in. I'm going to get the family in the room so I can pray with them before we walk out. I always ask them this. How many here said, I need to be strong for everybody else today? And hands go up all over the room. And I say, I'm going to give you a challenge. And they look at me kind of weird. I say, put your hands down. You don't have to be strong. Quit it. And then I get really weird looks. And I said, why are you going to try to be strong for everybody when you can quit being strong and let God be strong through you? And then we pray about that. God, be strong through this family right now. And it's amazing how the attitude shifts in the room. So, here we go. There's a little bit of exegesis. Okay? Grace. Charis. It means divine strength, divine help, divine empowerment, divine enablement. My grace, my divine strength, my help, my empowerment, my enablement is sufficient. It'll hold you up. It'll make you fully adequate. It's more than enough. It will raise a barrier around you, like Job's barrier around him, that wall that was around him, that fence was God's grace raising the barrier. His grace will hold you up when nothing else can. Amen. So let's go there. Let's dig a little deep. Y'all say, let down the plow, Pastor. Let it down. All right. God knows you're tired. He knows you're trying. Put him first and trust him because he's going to make a way. You see, here's an insight God never asked you to be self-sufficient, ever. God asked you to be God-dependent. There's a big difference. Every time I become self-sufficient, I find myself going down, and there's nothing to catch myself because I'm in self mode. But when I get in God mode, let God be dependent on God, all of a sudden I hit something, and it picks me back up, the footing, the flooring. Amen? So here's a challenge I want to ask all of y'all, every last one of you. You ain't got to raise your hand, but I want you to think. I'm going to give you a few seconds. Where have you been trying to be strong instead of letting God be strong for you? Just think about it. Maybe it's that thing you've been dealing with. Maybe it's that thorn in the flesh you've been dealing with. Maybe it is something that has gotten control over you, and you're trying to be strong and overcome it, and it's not going to happen. Why? Because you've been trying to be strong, and it don't work. You're fighting a spiritual battle. And because it's a spiritual battle, it requires spiritual power. And spiritual power is letting God be strong in you. So we're going to say this prayer out loud. We're going to say a bunch of prayers today. Here's our application prayer for right now. Y'all say this together. Lord, I receive your strength. Put your hands up. Lord, I receive your strength. One more time. Lord, I receive your strength. Now, let's go on and hit a little bit. I love it. You're not falling apart. You're being reshaped. Amen? Look at somebody telling me, you ain't falling apart. You're being reshaped. Okay, we're going to do some more exegesis. Ready? Get ready. That's right. Somebody told me I need to get in shape. I said, rounds of shape. Did I tell y'all that I got chosen last week to be a model? I got chosen last week to be a model in a muscle building magazine. But it chose me for the before picture. All right. All right, here we go. Ready? God's power flows best through weak places. God's power, he said, my power, Paul, my power is made perfect in your weakness. So let's look at this. And I want you to see something. We're going to talk this. This is going to get really deep at the moment. That word power is dunamis. Now, explosive strength, where we get the word dynamo, supernatural ability, driving force. He said, my power is made perfect in your weakness. Ephesians 6 and 10, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, that word there is a little different. It's not dynamo, it's in dynamo. Not dynamo, in dynamo, meaning be strong in the Lord. Let the Lord empower you with his strength. Here, God's saying, when you're weak, my power shows up and shows off. Amen? So it's made perfect. Now, that made perfect means it's completed, it's fully expressed, it's brought to its highest effectiveness. Kind of like this. How many times have you been working on something and somebody come to help you and made it worse? And you said, if you'll quit helping me, I can fix it. I saw that thing somewhere that said, mechanic is $5 an hour if he does it, $10 an hour if you watch, $100 an hour if you help. Yeah. Amen. Some of y'all trying to help God. Let me help you, God. I know what we need here. It's made perfect when you're at your weakest point, because now you're not doing it anymore. God has to do it for you. We were singing Even If. Now, see, DC and I had not practiced or talked about any of these songs today. Let me get this one word, and then I'm going to tell you about this. Weakness means when you're frail, when you've met your limit, when you're exhausted, when you have lost your ability to properly function. I remember when Bethany was dying of cancer, and I remember riding down the road and hearing that song. Even if. And I thought about the time, me getting up here and trying to preach to y'all that God's got this and trust him. And then my head all saying, do you really believe that? I said, yes, I believe it. That thorn was hitting hard. You see, God's power doesn't flow through your strength. God's power flows through your weakness. Do you understand that? One more time, I got to say it again. God's power does not flow through your strength. You're not Samson. God's power does not flow through your strength. It flows through your weakness. When you're at your very weakest of all, God steps in and picks you up. Here it comes. Get ready. Hopefully, you'll see something that you never thought of, and I hope that it's going to help. Lord, renew my energy when I feel tired and weak. Psalm 103:5. Listen, here's the insight. Here it is. Get ready. Your weakness is not a liability. I've had so many people say, I'm not good at the, I just be liability, y'all. Listen, your weakness is not a liability. It's an entry point for God's power. Wow. Your weakness, not a liability. It's an entry point for God's power. Matter of fact, sometimes the messenger, the one doing everything, has to become the message. Let that one sink in for a minute. I'll give you a challenge. Have you been hiding your weakness instead of letting God use it? What am I talking about? I'm talking about these people that got it all together. They got everything together. They dot every I. They cross every T. They never mess up. They never mess up. They do. They need help too. But they won't say it because they don't want you to snatch that Superman cape off of them. So they try not to tell you they got weaknesses of their own. That's why I'm sitting here today. One of my weaknesses right now is this knee. Got it shot to fix it. When they shot it, it was been worse. All right. So I'm sitting here right now. There you go. Now I can walk around, and this is minor compared to some of our weaknesses. I'm just saying is I can keep walking around on it. And I can sit here and actually focus on the message, not on my knee. What have you been hiding, the weakness that you really need help with? You see, are you afraid of showing that you're human? Even Superman had his kryptonite. I'll let you just digest on that one just a little bit. We're going to pray together again. Ready? Say it with me. Lord, use my weakness for your glory. One more time. Lord, use my weakness for your glory. All right, get ready. All right, AAA personality. In the day when I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with the strength in my soul. Here it goes. Ready? Get ready, all you AAAs. Get ready, all you people that are the caregivers. I'm going to do something today that's going to help the caregivers in a very powerful way. Ready? Here it comes. Eventually. There it is. You don't have to hold everything together. Take a deep breath and say that. I don't have to hold everything together. When I'm weak, then I'm strong through his strength. You see, here it is again, weak. Weak. Unable. Insufficient. Overwhelmed. Don't raise your hands, but how many here today are overwhelmed in places where you're trying to show your strength? And if anybody can see really inside, you're not full of strength. You're full of exhaustion. You feel insufficient. You feel unable to do what you got to do. He says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. I'm empowered. I'm enabled. I'm strengthened by God. Watch this. Get ready. This is going to let some people off the hook right now. Paul's not saying weakness, but that saying weakness becomes strength. Ha! I thought that's what you just said. Nope, that's not what I said. That's why I put it in here. I read your mind. Ready? When you stop pretending to be strong, God becomes your strength. You see, there was a small wooden bridge that was built for pedestrians, but it was wide, and so trucks started going over the bridge. And they started shaking it in bad places, and eventually, with all these trucks going over this pedestrian bridge, eventually it collapsed. And the engineers, they said, what's wrong? And the engineer said, it wasn't built for that kind of weight. Some of you in here got to realize you weren't built for some of that weight you've taken. You're not built to carry everyone's emotions and expectations and everybody's crisis and everybody's need and everybody's approval. You're built to depend on God and do His will in your life. Strength is not the absence of weakness. Strength is the presence of God. I can tell you where I really learned this the hardest, I think, was I had some deaths going on. My first wife died. We're trying to work with Bethany. And at the same time, with all this going on, right at that exact time, I got promoted. And then when I got promoted, I was doing a bunch of projects and saving the company a lot of money. $1 million 1 year. $1 million savings. It was just really, God was moving. And they started loading me down with other stuff. I mean, other stuff. I ended up being a safety manager, environmental director, and I was project manager. And they had me all over the plant every day. Me and my team could hardly even do all the things they threw on us. And then this other guy would come in, and he would always pull my team to do everybody else's work. And I asked him one day, I said, why do you keep pulling my team? They're threatening to walk out. He said, because y'all care, and y'all going to get it done. And I went to God and I said, I understand this. Finally got called in the vice president's engineer's room one day, and he said, David, I've noticed something. I said, what have you noticed? He said, you're not doing all the money saving that you once did. You're not working on these projects that you are. He said, used to every engineering change request had your name on it. So I don't see it. I fell out of that small wooden bridge with trucks driving on. And I told him, I said, if you let me do the work you paid me for, instead of let me do the work other guys won't do, you'll see a difference. And God blessed, and God took care of it. You see, it's important to understand. Get ready. Here's an insight. I love it. Y'all get ready. Y'all say he's getting ready to let you off the hook. Point to somebody and say he's getting ready to let you off the hook. Point to somebody and say he's getting ready to let you off the hook. You may be surprised. You're not the glue. Ha! You're not the glue holding your world together. To some it's a surprise, and some it's an ego buster. You're not the glue holding your world together. God is. So here's the challenge. What weight, get ready, what weight have you been carrying that God never assigned to you? Think about it. Just right now. What weight are you carrying that God did not assign? You're just doing it because somebody else won't. Here's our prayer. Lord, I release what is not mine to carry. Y'all sit with me. Lord, I release what is not mine to carry. All right, we're almost through. I know some of y'all are saying, I'm glad. I heard somebody going to plane, boss to plane. Get ready.
Hopefully this is going to help a lot of people today. A lot of people. There's surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 3 and 18. 93. Is it 3 or 23? I can't even see it. I can't even see it from here. Amen. See, I admitted I was weak. I couldn't see. I see it now. Okay. I'm just temporarily weak. Ready? God heals the wounds of constant responsibility. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord. This is powerful. That word cast is also in 1 Peter. That word cast means to throw off, to hurl. Come on up here. It means to cast away, to throw off, to hurl away, to release violently your burden. That word burden is the load assigned to you, the weight that you are supposed to carry. What it's speaking about is a beast of burden standing beside a man that's carrying all the weight. And God's saying, take all that weight off your shoulders and cast it, throw it over on the beast of burden and let the beast of burden carry the load. You know, a hiker was carrying a heavy backpack for days. He slept with it. He ate with it. He walked with it. And finally someone asked, why don't you take that heavy backpack off? And he said, oh, I forgot I could. Some of y'all are here today and listening to this message, you forgot that you didn't have to take all this load yourself. Amen? All right. So, here goes the challenge. Here it comes. There it goes. God is not asking you to manage your burden. He's asking you to throw it on Him. Wow. Quit shifting the weight and put it all on God. Let God hold it for you. So, here's the insight. Healing begins when you stop carrying what God asks you to cast. Sink it in, God, sink it in. Here's the challenge. What burden have you normalized that God wants to remove? Somebody say that. Y'all say this prayer with me. Ready? Here it is. Come on. There it is. Lord, I cast this burden on you. Here's what I want you to do. Watch this. I want you to grab it like this and put it over here. Not on the person beside you. Take it off your shoulder and say, God, I'm giving it to you. He said, cast it, okay? Woo, might have messed up there, didn't I? All right. Listen carefully. Now, listen. God's teaching you to stop picking it back up. Stop picking it back up. Somebody say, stop picking it back up. All right. Get ready. I'm getting ready to close right now. Matter of fact, DC, after this slide here, I want DC to go ahead and start playing the piano. God is moved by your surrender, not your strength. He's not moved by this. He's moved by this. Wow. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Psalm 34:18, that word close means near enough to touch, near enough to hold. He is right there. If you're hurting today, He's right there with you. Get ready. Here's the insight. Your tears do not repel God. They attract Him. And here's the challenge. Where have you been performing strength because you were afraid to be vulnerable? One more time. Where have you been performing strength? Matter of fact, overperforming strength because you were afraid to be vulnerable. You're scared somebody to see that your armor isn't the toughest armor in town. You'd be scared that somebody who saw your Superman cape didn't realize there was a tear in the cape. And so you're trying to move it so they can't see it. Wow. Say this out loud, and then DC, come on up here. Say this out loud. Ready? Lord, I surrender my strength. Say it again. Lord, I surrender my strength. Wow. How many here is already feeling a little release already? You feel like you got some way to breathe. You got some breathing room. I wanted you to have some breathing room today. It was so, so important for y'all to have some breathing room. Everybody just close your eyes for a minute, then I'm going to show you something. Heavenly Father, please strengthen those who are tired of holding on. Strengthen those that feel forgotten. Send them a sign that you were there and renew their hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your eyes. Stand up. There's some people here today, you're tired of being strong. Oh, you're not going to tell anybody. But guess what? You can't hide it from God. There's people here, you're tired. You're tired of being strong. You're tired of trying to pretend that you're perfect. You're tired of carrying everything. But the strong one is here. You know what hallelujah means in the Hebrew? It means praise be the strong one. The next time you're feeling weak, I want you to start saying hallelujah, 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 which is praise be the strong one. And start saying, God, I can't, but you can. Amen? Now, get ready. Get ready. I want y'all to say this with me. After I say this, God says, my grace is enough. My strength is enough. My power is enough. Ready? Get ready to say this with me. Say it out loud. Say it proud. Say it strong. Lord, I'm tired of being strong. Be my strength. Be my rest. Be my help. We thank you, God. We thank you. And now what I want you to do is say hallelujah and then say what it means. Hallelujah! Praise be the strong one. Hallelujah! Praise be the strong one. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, touch this congregation. Let them know. Let them see. Let them understand. They don't have to be strong all the time. Let them know that there may be some kryptonite. There may be a thorn in their flesh, but you're there. You're there. You're there. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today, and God has let you know, and nobody looking around, God has let you know emphatically that you don't have to be strong alone, that He's got you, that He's supercharging you. But you're ready for God to help you cast it on Him so you can get even stronger in Him. With every head bowed, every eye closed, would you put that hand up? God, I need your strength. God, I need your strength. God, I need your strength. Mine's not good enough. I need yours. Help me, Lord, defeat this thorn. Help me, Lord, defeat this burden. Help me, Lord, carry this burden with your help. ask you right now, Lord, to minister to everyone that raised their hand. Maybe you're here right now and you're just tired. You're tired. Every time you think you're going to get some rest, another phone call happens. Something else goes on.
You're saying, God, I just need you to let me feel your hands wrapped around me, giving me rest. If I'm talking to you right now, nobody looking around, every eye closed, would you put that hand up? I just need some rest. I need some rest.
Bless them, Lord. Let them know that in their weakness, they're attracting your strength. It's not a shame to be weak. Actually, it's a powerful thing to be weak, because that's when God's power is drawn to you.
Touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. And God, if there's any other needs here today, I ask you to meet everyone. The altars are open. If you want to come pray at the altar, that's fine. Before we close, if you'd like to pray at the altar, we'll pray with you.
Lord, bless my sister. In the name of Jesus, bless her. Let her feel your power. Let her feel your anointing. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. 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 Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Let me hold your head. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Lord, Lord, Lord. I love you, Father. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace.
And I thank you for your mercy. Bless my sister. Bless her in a very powerful way, Lord. Very, very powerful, powerful way.
God's got this. Y'all say it. God's got this. God's got this. Hallelujah. Praise be the strong one. Amen. 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 We're not going to disturb anybody that's praying. We don't want to do that. But we do. Oh, and I need to see the deacons for just a moment, up front for just a moment. It won't take 5 minutes. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer, and after we say the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to ask Brandon to dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.